Hi, listeners. I'm Alexa Burke, and I'm jumping into your regularly scheduled listening to tell you about one of the wildest American scandals to happen in plain sight. On the new season of Crooked City, Season 3, Dixon, Illinois, I'll take you to a city in the heartland of America where a woman managed to drain her hometown dry in pursuit of her passion, hundreds of champion quarter horses. Here's a clip. Take a listen.
Every minute, you're realizing it's a bigger deal.
This is Lee Berryhill. After her and her husband Leonard heard about Rita's arrest, they headed to the Mary J. Ranch in Wisconsin.
The helicopters were everywhere, and they're hanging out with big lenses, and they're outside the gates of the Mary J. trying to take pictures, and, you know, you're just like, wow.
The Mary J. Ranch was home to Rita's boyfriend, Jim McKillops. And many people wondered if he might have been involved in some way. Leonard Berryhill was one of the first people to see Jim after Rita's arrest.
Jim was in shock. He says he did not know what was going on, and I believe it. He's told me enough things, and I have added two and two together many times and added two and two together on what Rita would say many times, and I just don't think he did. He always said that he would ask her sometimes about where's this money coming from. And she'd just tell him, it's my money, and that's the end of the story. And he'd always say, well, I'm just keep my mouth shut. Jim asked me if I would go with him to get Rita out of jail, and I said, sure. So Lee and Jim and myself, we went to the jail. When they brought her in with the leg chains and handcuffs, I thought Jim was going to have a heart attack. He turned all kinds of white.
She was in shackles in an orange jumpsuit and two big FBI guys, one in front, one in back. I felt so sorry for her. She looked very old, tired, worn out. It just seemed surreal.
And it was quite the different scene to see someone that you have seen at the top of the world, rather in handcuffs and in an orange jumpsuit. And that was pretty emotional. That was pretty tough.
An officer took off Rita's leg chains and handcuffs, and she changed back into her street clothes.
We all hugged and said hi and all that, and we put her in the car and commenced to drive back to Beloit. Jim was driving, and Rita just kept repeating, so stupid, so stupid. And she looked back at us, and she said, I want you guys to know this. You're going to have to take care of yourself. And so I said, yes, ma'am, we will.
She was in the back seat with me. She put her hand on my leg and said, I haven't gotten to hear the test results of your adrenal gland deal.
The month before, Lee had told Rita that they had found some nodules on her adrenal gland, and she was getting some tests done.
I looked at Rita and I was like, what? I mean, compared to that, even if I do have cancer, whoa, you know? And I just said, all the tests came back good and they're just gonna watch them every 5 years. She's like, I'm so glad about that. I was sitting right next to her and her leg wasn't shaking. She was still. She was still.
Lee and I jokingly said, well, we finally, for once, get to take you to eat. And so we filled up their car with gas and we took them to eat at a nice steakhouse.
We talked horses. We didn't talk anything about any of that. We didn't want to talk anything about that. And she ate her food. She was really hungry. And she wasn't usually very hungry. So the next day, it was on the newspaper that we took them to dinner, and she got to have a steak, which she did not. She had a hamburger, and she was hungry, and they didn't have any money. I mean, what are we supposed to do, not take them to eat dinner?
In the federal building in Rockford, Illinois, the FBI is going through Rita Crendwell's financial records.
The records were in the crawl space of her house in Dixon.
This is federal prosecutor Joe Peterson from the last episode.
She kept every bank record from this RSCDA account going back to 1990. So we were able to go back another 15 years all the way to the beginning of the scheme. In 1991, she had taken $181,000 from the city of Dixon.
And in 1993?
She had taken $225,000. The city, at a budget workshop, discussed the fact that they had a deficit of $414,000.
The deficit is at $414,553.
This is an actor playing Dixon's finance commissioner, Roy Bridgman, from the budget meeting minutes you heard in episode 2.
If we can't cut equipment and supplies, then that leaves employees. And I don't want to get to that point.
2000 is when she stole a total of $1.9 million from the city of Dixon.
Mayor Burke, please review your budget for further cuts. And all departments, please give your cuts to Rita Crundwell by noon on Monday.
In 2001, Rita stole $2.6 million and bought some horses.
The three most expensive horses she purchased that year included She's a Telusive Kid for $125,000, Moxie's Shadow for $175,000, and $225,000 to purchase a horse named Sacred Sierra in November of 2001.
The deficit is at $1,279,363. Some really tough cuts are going to have to be made this year.
In 2005,
she took a total of $4.6 million. That's the year that she purchased a horse ranch facility on Red Brick Road in Dixon. Also in that year, she spent $1.8 million to purchase a new motorhome, $4.7 in 2007, $5.6 million in 2008.
The city's working cash is almost down to zero, and there was a lot of juggling of funds to meet payrolls. Drastic cuts are needed, otherwise employees will be laid off.
How can you sit through all these council meetings knowing that there's things that the city needs while at the same time she's buying horses, vehicles, all these things for herself?
Rita hit her stride in 2010. She stole $5,640,518 that year.
During the course of this whole scheme, I think the thing that stands out the most is that it doesn't appear that Rita Crundwell had a conscience at all. I mean, it's unconscionable.
Federal prosecutors now claim that Rita Crundwell not just stole $30 million from the city of Dixon, but $53 million.
$53 million.
$53 million.
The single largest municipal frauds in U.S. history.
The blame game has begun in the small town of Dixon, Illinois, as city leaders question how $53 million went missing without anyone noticing.
If you like what you heard, be sure to add Crooked City, Dixon, Illinois to your weekly listening. For those of you who don't want to wait to listen, you don't have to. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes now, all ad-free. Just click subscribe on the top of the Crooked City show page on Apple Podcasts or visit getthebinge.com to get access wherever you listen.